It's almost a rite of passage for Canadian homeowners, taking at least one run at building a backyard ice rink. But creating that perfect sheet for friends and family to enjoy often proves to be much tougher than it seems. There are so many variables that need to be considered: water usage, outside temperature, ground slope, and the drainage implications on neighboring properties. So Innisfil today went to the ice-making experts responsible for maintaining the town of Innisfil's parks and outdoor recreation spaces for some tips on constructing a great outside pad. Now, let's be clear. Municipal staff hardly profess to be backyard ice-building savants. Innisfil's current outdoor offerings at Town Square, 971 Innisfil Beach Road, and in Cookstown, 20 Church Street, are constructed to commercial grade. But they've developed a list of best practices, published on the town website, that is based on their own experiences, and it is available to those who are willing to take a crack at a do-it-yourself project. We know that skating and hockey are enjoyable winter activities, and whether you use one of the town's outdoor facilities or build your own rink, please do so safely and responsibly, Parks and Community Spaces Operations Manager Chris Trevison said. For people wanting to build their own backyard rink, the town has a tip sheet with useful information such as how to build a base, how to flood and maintain the rink, and how to manage ongoing repairs. So where to start? First off, wear proper safety gear such as boots, glasses, gloves, ice cleats, and a helmet. Then when building the base, pack snow firmly and evenly throughout the rink. A sturdy base requires at least 5 centimeters of firmly packed snow. Unpacked will result in soft, lumpy ice, collapsing sections, and rapid melting during warm spells. If extra snow is available, use it to create a wall around the perimeter of the rink. Seal any gaps to prevent water from escaping. However, if snow has not accumulated, wait until frost is into the ground at least 5 centimeters and be sure the weather will remain below -4°C for several days before attempting to complete the first flood. This typically requires 7 to 10 consecutive days of -10°C temperatures or lower. Scrape and clean snow, ice chips, lumps, flakes, and dirt before flooding, and remove these from the surface. The cleaner the surface, the smoother the ice will be. Attach a nozzle to the end of the hose, then start flooding at the furthest point from the water supply, moving across the rink and applying light fogs or spray over the entire surface until wet. Never direct the force of the water downward at the ice. Instead, spray up and outward. Make sure that each layer is frozen before flooding again. More floods help sustain ice during mild periods. Once you're done, drain the hose and store it properly to prevent it from freezing. Large amounts of water will draw frost out of the ground. This causes the water to soak into the ground, which could lead to delays in building up the ice surface. If it takes more than 15 minutes to freeze, you have put too much water on, so reduce the amount during the next flood. On extremely cold nights, avoid flooding a good ice surface because the warm water could cause cracks. You can repair shell ice, an air pocket just under the surface, cracks, chips, and holes by cleaning them out and filling with a snow and water slush mixture. Level the slush with a shovel, then sprinkle it lightly with water and block off the area until the patch freezes. Never flood a rink when the temperature is above -4°C, because the water will not freeze quickly enough to create an effective surface. And during either prolonged mild spells or the end of the season, make sure any runoff is draining into an appropriate location. It alludes to the natural Canadian heritage that we all have really established, Trevison said of outdoor ice skating. It takes people back to what we love to do during our winters. I got hooked at a young age, just playing hockey all my life. Of course, if building a backyard rink is a bit too ambitious a task, you can always visit Innisfil's free outdoor ice surfaces. Town Square's skating trail runs from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., while the Cookstown rink operates from dawn to 11 p.m. Both are open daily, weather permitting. It's important to note that hockey, sticks, and pucks are not permitted at Town Square, Trevison said. Skate rentals are available at Town Square. Hockey is allowed at the Cookstown rink from 9 to 11 p.m. Skate aids are allowed at both sites, as are strollers and wheelchairs, providing the wheels are free of sand and grit. Children under 12 must be supervised by an adult, and it is recommended to wear a CSA-approved safety helmet. No dogs, food or drinks are permitted on either public ice surface, and skates must be worn to enter. Trevisan admits warmer, wetter conditions like we've experienced to start this winter have changed the town's approach to ice making. We're relying on infrastructure a lot more than we used to say 10 years ago, he said, noting both Town Square and Cookstown use refrigeration systems. It helps the process, but doesn't really get us around those challenges we face on a really sunny day, and 0 to plus 4 C will really impact our ice conditions. 10 years ago, we were doing natural rinks at Innisfil Beach Park, where we could fill a pool with water and let it freeze. But having staff outside on a full-time basis, we're able to maintain a little better than in the past. For more details on the municipality's outdoor public skating options, visit innisfil.ca.